You are listening to WCFM College Prep. My name is Ashton. This is Rage from the show. Doing one thing and one thing only, and that is Rage. And today, if you can believe it, we actually have a pop filter on the mic. It looks like we finally got some mic problems figured out, although it's not entirely fixed, because if you can hear a little bit of noise in the background, yes, there is in fact somebody playing drums in the live room right now. Do not worry about that, though, because we are going to be blasting some tunes so loud you'll forget all about that in just a couple of seconds. We've got an absolutely fantastic program today. I tried to pick a theme. I picked a theme that I knew I could fulfill. This is, we're calling this week Innovators. I know now, normally that is what this show is about, just kind of generally, is yes, I play hardcore music, but I play hardcore music of many, many kinds, and across all of those, we're trying to find music that sounds new and unique. Well, sue me, I want to play more of that. That's what I like. We've got some classics here, we've got a lot of new stuff, a lot of stuff that I may have played on the show before. A little bit of power violence, a lot of digital hardcore, some like weird rap stuff that I've been listening to, some death jazz, if you can believe it. We are just going to be absolutely rocking today. But before we get into any of that, I gotta play a PSA for you all. I think it's going to be the, I've been playing the Filipino Cultural Association one for a while now, because I just think that the, that Kanye cover is so funny, but we're gonna do, you know what? Yeah, we're going to go back to a classic. Back when this show was on Wednesdays, it was the same day as the Farmer's Market, and I would often play the Farmer's Market PSA, so let's play that one, just as a little trip down memory lane.
The University of Maryland Farmer's Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, now with that out of the way, we are just going to jump right into this. We're starting off with a very, very close personal favorite of mine. I have made moves towards getting a tattoo of this band. I was going to say I was considering getting a tattoo of this band. No, I'm more than considering it. I'm probably going to get a tattoo of this band. That's right. This is AOTKPTA, assumedly, Attack of the Killer Parent Teacher Association, by none other than The Locust. We'll be right back. That was Bees in a Can by Drum Corps. I know we've played a little bit of this Drum Corps record on the show before, but it's really just incredible, and I think such a massive step forward for digital hardcore and cybergrind music as a whole. I was going to put in a couple other songs from here. In fact, we might end up doing a full Drum Corps night the way I did a Machine Girl send-up. Up next, okay, another song I played on the show before, but I swear it's so good. These are the Russian masterminds of incredibly chaotic music, Focusrite, with their song Mother Guts, Hanging Child. That was, as you might have been able to guess, Thank You Very Much, or TYVM, by Lord Spikeheart and Sionji BBBBBB, the incredible African artist, Lord Spikeheart, one half of the insane, like, experimental noise grind band, Duma. I gotta go back and re-listen to their record, because they are incredible. And before that, the quick little one-minute burst of Osaka's Massacre by Anti Pizza Boy and A Challenger Approaches. Up next, another one of my personal favorites. This is a record and a band that is very, very close to my heart. And, like, this, I would say, is legitimately quite innovative. It doesn't exactly sound like much else that I'm going to play on this show, but Gazon is one of those bands that just continues to impress and kind of confound me. And this entire record, Clue, is marked by, like, all of this layered chanting, this very sort of ritualistic atmosphere. It creates this really, really unique mood. And so here's Japanese noise rock greats Gazon with Ageha. We'll be right back. That was Consumed in Your Filth by 5050 Clown, and before that, On Wednesdays I'm Going to Make It by Vantana Roe. And I know we've got a little bit of whiplash going between songs here. This theme is pretty varied and wide, and so we're going to be kind of rocketing back and forth between genres, but I've been really into that 5050 Clown record. They're kind of on this whole, like, I guess people are calling it weird guy hardcore wave of taking, you know, hardcore and metalcore conventions and trying to get a little bit more introspective with it, which I really appreciate. I love the spoken word in that. I like the, honestly, really crazy chords. I think that the song, like, so much hardcore is about expressing aggression. It's just kind of lowest common denominator mosh music. This is not that. This is something with a lot more consideration put into it, and I really appreciate that. Up next, I don't speak Norwegian, but this is, I believe that this is pronounced Kjærlighet for Alle by Aga Boss, the death grind pioneers, death jazz grind. They do a lot. I wanted to play something off of their record, I Hate Supreme, because that's kind of a fantastic album title for, like, what is this, ostensibly just sort of a death metal record. Well, not really death metal. I don't think they're metal. I don't know if I think they're death metal. I think they're, like, kind of grindy. With saxophone. But I don't like that release that much. I like this newer record, Hard Anger, more, and so we're gonna enjoy this, and then back to something completely different, because I'm fantastic at making playlists that are cohesive.
Die!
That was Van by Clowncore. I just threw that into the mix just then because I remembered that I wanted to listen to that song, and it's only 50 seconds long. Up next, I can't say the full name of this song on air. And this is also going to be another, kind of big tone leap. This is a song by a fantastic artist called Fire Tools. And before I play their track, I want to read out a tweet that I want to read out an X post that they put up. I believe this was in like October, but it's relevant. It's relevant. I swear it's relevant. So, okay. Yes. October 14th, 2015, Fire Tools tweeted, "In the DC area, there was an emo/punk/hardcore promoter, and he put his email at emoswingset@aol.com on all his flyers. I remember being at a Converge show once, and someone was handing out flyers for another show, and at the bottom they said, 'Sorry, this doesn't say emo swing mine.' I don't know if I can say that on air, at aol.com. I think that is just a fantastic anecdote. And that person, emoswingset@aol.com, booked many, many shows in the live room, at St. Andrews, at the Co-op. That was a guy called Jamie Arthurs who put on, numerous shows around here at UMD. So that's just a little blast from the past linked to some wonderful local music history from the fantastic Fire Tools, who bends genre in such a unique way and is someone whose music I really enjoy. So we're going to enjoy S-wording into Gaia's Heart off of the incredible I Can't Die.
Thank you.
That was Conquero by Subhuman Hordes, and before that, Void by Statue of Heaven, which, okay, I'm gonna be so for real. Yes, this is me glazing Wes Isold again, but I have a bone to pick this time, because he calls that blackened hardcore. That is not blackened hardcore. That's, like, kind of noisecore. It's good! It's very good, and I love that he's been getting into black metal at his big age, but let's be so for real right now. Let's be honest with ourselves. Anyway, up next, another big tone shift. I am so sorry, y'all. This is Rapture Skin by Gone Mage.
Getting a bit mad, voices driving me loopy, voices telling me that something's up in my head, voices echoing back, forth, back, voices getting me sad, sad, voices getting me scared, 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 nowhere to run, all good voices are always there, whisper, 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 whoa, 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 oh, it's alternative, fat, 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 fat time, in alternative, landslide, in alternative word, web, called alternative, right, 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 left, always telling me it's just the same lies, always repeating it's just the same lines, always wanna mess with my head, big brother lasses, brother brain dead, big brother lasses, whoa, 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 Chen, I just came back from the dot, test. When tell me got a proper function, they just gave me some proposed that made me dumb for consensus assumption. They under the consensus assumption that I care what I act like. They know I'm not munching. None of these bloody prescribed things. They saying I'm crazy. Come tell me what I'm not like. Fine, I'm a monk, I'm a dumb type. Might be power, I'm not nice. I'm just a little bit lost right now, cause I guess we're
such dumb and angry young people sitting under these equals. They tell us we have freedom, telling us we should think more, telling us we should think less. Tell us what you want here next, tell us what you want here next. Tell us what you want, tell us what you want, tell us what we don't care for. We don't care for your pep talk, we get tired of all talk. Heads our heads to be informed, I don't care, I'm not involved. I'm not selfish, I'm this cold, connected from all the info. Nation, I'm hard to pinhole, I don't care for no deep thought. What's the point in it, what's the point in it, what's the point, cause it seems long. Pray away a day, pray away a day, pray away to my fate. Got faith, oh, don't keep me in place. It's a brave new world, it's a brave new world for the human race. Winston Smith wrote words in a book, Winston Smith wrote words in a book. They brought from a store in a burning bush in a world for the faith and a failing thought. There's masters push with inertia and force like a burning crust in a burning hell. For the burnt out heart to replace what's gone from the mind, like memories hold. Cigarette butts in an ashtray soul. Dead grey black in the sky tonight, it's hard to feel safe. As all time. Vultures, watch me. Hairs and skin go wrecked. Hides in a crack in a wall. Winston's free in a break, it was me. God. We're such dumb and angry young people sitting under these equals. They tell us we have freedom, telling us we should think more, telling us we should think less. Tell us what's in our interest, tell us what you want here next. Tell us what you want, tell us what you want, tell us what we don't care for. We don't care for your pep talk, we get tired of all talk. Heads our heads to be informed, I don't care, I'm not involved. I'm not selfish, I'm this cold, connected from all the information. Cause
right, left, wrong, right, Beyblade man, if you don't fit in like us, them, you, I, everybody watching, everybody shut your eyes, be blind, deaf, mute, anybody else, make them better, cause of a cure, behave, right, left, wrong, right, baby bloody mad if you don't fit in like us, them, you, I, everybody watching, everybody shut your eyes, be blind, deaf, mute, anybody else, make them better, cause of a cure, behave.
That was Pirate Beat by Exposure Therapy, and before that, Brave New World by AV Dummy. And because this isn't not a rap show, we've got more weird crossover rap-influenced music. Here's Hate by Eulogy. That's E-U-10-G-Y, so that the 1 and 0 are like L-O. I got to see this band at Shiv Fest. Shout out Shiv. I have no idea if he's listening to this, but he's an absolute real one and booked this band. And they sound very unique live. They don't really sound the way they do on the record live, because they've got live drums and guitar, and it's just, it adds such a unique extra dimension. But go check out these guys. I believe it's some of the same members as Dove, Disciples of Violent Entities, another great Baltimore band. I've never seen them, but I'm pretty sure that's true. Feel free to call me out on that. And then we're gonna keep it moving. So let's hop right into that.
Hey all, Scott here.
That was Scott the Waz by Bottled Violence, which, okay, perhaps not very innovative in sound, but I think it's an innovative concept. They are definitely the only band to ever write a kind of terrible power violence song about gaming YouTuber Scott the Waz. And to me, that's an achievement. This band, they're from North Carolina. They were really young, too, but they would play up here a couple times, and they broke up, sadly. R.I.P. Bottled Violence. They were so fun. And before that, Lacrations? Okay, so it's L-A-C, parentheses, ration, close parentheses, apostrophe S, I don't know how else to pronounce that, by The Legends Kicked in the Head by a Horse. I really wanted to play something off their new EP, Bloom Decay, that just came out, because it's really good, but I couldn't verify whether or not the lyrics were clean, and so I just didn't want to risk it. But they're fantastic, and I would love to play more of them. They're so good. Closing out the show, because I gotta go to my next class, we've got the incredible Death.gov, a band I've had the pleasure of interviewing twice, in spite of the fact that they are not at all from anywhere around here. They're from, well, technically they're from Phoenix, Arizona, but none of them live in the area anymore. They're basically entirely like a remote band. They all live in completely different places and fly back into Phoenix to go play, and I am really, really pushing for a tour this year. I hope they come here because I have been on this band forever, and it's been kind of awesome to see other people finally come around to them. You can go read those two interviews on my website. One of them is also on the WMUC site. The other was just self-published. And though it's about 9 months old now, that might end up getting printed in the next edition of my zine because I realized I just never printed it. I wrote it. Yeah, I must have interviewed them like the day after this record came out. And it came out on July 4th last year. God. Wow, that's a long time ago. Anyway, this song's absolutely fantastic. This is another band that I feel is very innovative. Like, talking to them, trying to understand their influences, you're getting a lot of that, like, classic kind of, like, Dillinger-y mathcore, but then they've got this, like, one of their guitarists spoke a lot about, like, Black MIDI and Black Country New Road and kind of, like, windmill bands like that, and you definitely hear it in the composition of some of the cleaner sections and in the absolutely amazing sax on this song. That's right, I have been, God, I guess that's kind of been the secondary theme for this episode, is songs with saxophone in them that don't really need it, but it, I would say it contributes anyway. So we're gonna roll that. I'm gonna get out of here. As always, we're too late to save the world, but we can still get revenge. My name is Ash, and I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Faith in me. Hello, WMUC. Thanks for sticking around. That was a great show by someone else, but now it's my show. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. This is Mirror in the Sky with your host, me, Daphna. Today it is, I don't know, let's check the weather. I'm a little sick, so sorry for my voice, but it is 45 degrees. There's a slight drizzle brewing. It's like a pleasant breeze this morning turned into a little bit of a less pleasant breeze this afternoon. And I don't know. I'm feeling like I need comfort. I'm feeling like I want to listen to some twee. I'm feeling twee today. I'm feeling like I want to feel comforted. And to me, twee is kind of like when you go out in the cold, and it's like sort of this like pleasant breeze, but like your face is red, so you have like cute little rosy cheeks, but you're like a little bit challenged by the wind that's kind of whipping you right and left and back and forth. But you're kind of persevering and you're looking cute while doing it. And that's what twee is to me.